Gold by Mary Tomlin. Genre: expository text explains the nature of an object or idea. As you read, look for explanations of the nature, the rarity, and the many varied uses of gold. Question of the week: how do we decide the value of different resources? If asked to think of something precious, you might well think of silver and gold due to their beauty and high economic value. It is because of these qualities that silver and gold are among the metals known as precious metals. The four primary precious metals are gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. An important reason for their beauty is their luster, shininess. Gold and silver, in particular, have been greatly sought after and used in jewelry and art throughout the ages. Another reason for the high value of these metals is that they have certain characteristics that are very useful and mean they can be used in many different ways. People invest in precious metals, and consequently, there are large numbers of precious metal bars locked up in banks. Precious metals are also rare. Gold is most often found in veins of a mineral called quartz. Sometimes it is discovered in loose chunks that pepper sand or gravel. The proportion of Earth's crust that is made of gold is only 5/1,000,000,000. This rarity adds economic worth. As if something is common and found everywhere, people don't value it much. Did you know? Buried gold. The ancient city of Pompeii was completely engulfed by ash when the volcano Mount Vesuvius erupted in AD 79. For many hundreds of years, no one knew there was a city there. But excavations began in 1748, and large numbers of bodies were discovered. One body was still clutching a bag of gold. In a tradition practiced since ancient times, people called alchemists tried to change ordinary metals such as lead and copper into gold or silver. They didn't succeed, but they made important contributions to science. For example, they experimented with chemical elements such as sulfur and mercury and were among the first to extract metals from ores. There were alchemists in Africa, Asia, and Europe. No reaction. Some metals react very easily with other chemicals. In other words, they undergo chemical reactions and create new substances. This characteristic is called reactivity. For example, iron reacts with the oxygen in the air to create iron oxides, rust. Other metals are much less reactive. For example, when platinum is heated, it doesn't react with the oxygen in the air. It doesn't change, and this quality makes it valuable because when people use an object, they need it to remain the same. Precious metals are far less reactive than most metals. This is an important characteristic. They are part of a group called noble metals, which resist chemical action. Very importantly, they don't corrode easily. It is astonishing that gold coins that have been dug up from the Roman era 2,000 years ago have not faded. Beautiful earrings from the ancient China royal court made of silver and gold could be worn today and people would admire them. This beautiful gold pendant from the ancient civilization of Minoa in the Mediterranean Sea, 2700 to 1600 BC, shows bees circling the sun. Did you know? Treasure trove. King Tutankhamun was a young Egyptian pharaoh, king, who probably died at the age of 19. His tomb was discovered in 1922, and inside the tomb was the most extraordinary treasure the world had ever seen. Two of the most valuable pieces were Tutankhamun's golden death mask and the solid gold coffin which contained his mummified body. Bendy and shiny. Precious metals have two other important characteristics. Like most other metals, precious metals are usually ductile, which means that they can be hammered very thin. They can be stretched into a wire without breaking and are pliable. They bend, they don't break. Light interacts with the surface of precious metals and makes them look shiny. They have the characteristic of luster, a word that comes from the Latin word lux, meaning light. Metals that are reactive lose their luster because they react with oxygen and carbon in the air, and this makes the surface less shiny. Money and bullion. Gold and silver have been the most common forms of money throughout history for good reasons. They are valuable as metal, they don't corrode, and are durable, long-lasting, and easy to carry. As long as 4000 BC, the Egyptians were using gold bars as money. Because their value does not go down very much, gold and silver, and sometimes other precious metals, are seen as protection against times of economic difficulty. The rarity of precious metals means they are in high demand. Precious metals in bulk form, large amounts, are known as bullion. People invest in them and trade them in the belief that their value will grow and they will make a profit. Platinum and gold ingots, bars, in times of economic trouble, platinum and gold will keep their value. Give me gold. Gold was one of the earliest metals to be discovered. Traces of gold have been found and used by many ancient civilizations. It is mentioned in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, where we read about the land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Gold is considered to be valuable for very good reasons. It is one of the most ductile of all metals. A single gram of gold can be beaten into a sheet of 1 square meter. That's incredibly thin. It is also very heavy and dense, and is 3 times denser than iron. Even so, gold is so soft that it can be cut with a knife. It is one of the least reactive metals and will not corrode or change over time. Civilizations throughout the ages have treasured gold. Its malleability, ductility, means that it can be used to create intricate jewelry and fabulous art. Wedding rings are often made of gold as a symbol of a long-lasting relationship. As we have seen, another very important use of gold has been as coinage. The first use of gold as money was around 700 BC, when Lydian merchants produced the first coins. Gold has many other uses. For example, its excellent conductivity means it is used a lot in electrical goods. Did you know? Secret of the Incas. In the 16th century, the great Inca Empire in western South America was invaded by the Spanish. They captured the Inca king, and the Incas promised to give them enough gold to fill a room if they released him. The Spanish took some of the gold and then killed the king. But the largest part of the gold is still hidden somewhere in the mountains. It has never been found. In 1978, archaeologists working at a site in northern Afghanistan called Tilia Tepe found a hoard of treasure in 6 tombs. The treasure was from around the 1st century BC and is often known as Bactrian gold. An elaborate crown was their greatest discovery. It was found on the head of one of the women buried in the tombs. Cross my palm with silver. The precious metals silver and gold are often thought of together. As far back as 3100 BC, in the time of the pharaoh Menes, we find these words written on papyrus. 1 part of gold is equal to 2 1/2 parts of silver in value. With gold, silver is one of the 7 metals of ancient times and has played an important part in most cultures. As it is less rare than gold and therefore cheaper, silver is a popular precious metal for jewelry. It is harder than gold, but easy to work with. Its name originally means shiny or white. But silver is not just good-looking, as we know. It has been used as coinage through the ages. In many European languages, the word for silver is still directly related to the word for money. This metal has the highest electrical and thermal heat conductivity of all the elements. Thermal conductivity is the ability of a material to conduct heat. This makes it very useful in electronics. But silver has many other uses. For example, it is used in solar panels, as tableware, and in photographic film. It is also used in batteries and dentistry. Did you know? Get it out! Silver is usually found as ore. In other words, it is mixed up with other minerals. It is found in deposits deep in the earth and is mined in about 56 countries, with Mexico producing the largest amount. The ore has to be broken and extracted from the deposits. Gold and silver can be found together as an alloy called electrum. An alloy is two or more metals mixed together. Experts believe that the ancient Egyptians separated gold from silver by using salt to heat the metals. Solar panels are a form of renewable energy, and they're used to collect the sun's energy and create electricity or heating. The average solar panel uses about 20 grams of silver. Silver is used in solar panels because of its high conductivity and reflectivity, ability to send back light and energy. Without silver, solar cells would not be as efficient at turning sunlight into energy. Platinum, white gold. Platinum is nearly 15 times rarer than gold. It is dense and malleable and is the least reactive of all the precious metals. Because of these qualities, and because it is so rare, it may be the most precious of the precious metals. Platinum is a silver-white metal and was once known as white gold. It is a very popular choice for jewelry because it's so shiny and never gets scratched. But if you want it as a wedding ring, you'll pay a high price for it. Platinum is used a great deal in industry because of its high conductivity. It's also used in medicine. For example, several anti-cancer drugs contain platinum. According to a recent study, about 50% of cancer therapy patients use these drugs. Platinum is also used in dentistry and for other equipment in the human body. For example, it is used in catheters, tubes that are inserted into the body for medical purposes. Platinum's low reactivity means that the fluids in the body don't corrode it. Platinum is so rare that it is mined in very few places in the world. It is found in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Canada, the US, and Russia. However, about 80% of the world's platinum is found in South Africa. Platinum is mined by a variety of methods, depending on its chemical state. A significant amount of platinum is mined when mining other ores, mainly ores containing nickel. Palladium. Palladium is the newest precious metal and is very rare. It is very similar to platinum and is part of the platinum group of metals. It resembles platinum and has similar characteristics, but because it is less dense, it is more affordable. It is used to make white gold jewelry, and its stability, unchanging nature, when it is heated, makes it very useful in cars and in electronics. Rare but everywhere. We exploit precious metals in so many different ways. We have seen that they play an important part in electronics, dentistry, and medicine. They can be found in cell phones, computers, and flat-screen TVs. It's fairly common for adults to have expensive bits of precious metals in or around their teeth. When someone's heart has an abnormal rhythm, doctors may insert a pacemaker to make the heart beat normally. The pacemaker has precious metals inside it. But precious metals are important in other industries too. For example, over 20 separate parts in cars contain precious metals. Modern society cannot manage without them. Did you know? Over and over again. Humans are using up the world's resources very quickly. For example, the day will come when there is no more oil, gas, or coal. But the good news about precious metals is that they can be recycled so that they are as good as new. In the recycling process, the metal is shredded. In other words, cut into very tiny pieces. Then it is melted. After that, it is purified so that it contains nothing else. Finally, it is cooled. When solid, it is formed into shapes such as bars. A catalytic converter is the part of a car that changes gases that pollute into less harmful gases. Platinum and palladium can both be used in catalytic converters. Catalyst oxidation is a process that changes harmful gases into harmless gases by adding oxygen. This addition of oxygen is called oxidation. The unique qualities of platinum and palladium make this reaction faster without being destroyed in the process.